Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us right now is Adam Himmelsbach, Celtics writer for the Boston Globe, the 2024 Massachusetts writer, Sports Writer of the Year. You're a good guy, Adam. I thought you bailed on us.
No, man, it's just a heck of a time. I got held up for 5 minutes. Hopefully you weren't talking smack about me when you couldn't reach me.
More about the whole city and our experience today trying to book guests that cover the Boston Celtics. It was like, you know, no thanks. Most of them were like, nah, not yet. And I understand you got to get a win. You got to get two wins before you feel like, you know, you want to talk about the series specifically on New York airwaves. So let's start there. How do the Celtics win this game on Saturday? How did the Celtics get their first win in Game 3?
Yeah, I think more than anything, they just kind of lean on what they've done all year, which was this is obviously a historic franchise, won 18 championships. This team this year won more road games than any Celtics team ever. So they're very comfortable on the road. They're very comfortable in hostile environments and just kind of trust their work that they put in to get to this point. As well as being defending champions, right? Like, they've been on this stage. They've been on the biggest stage, whereas this Knicks group really hasn't just yet. So that, you know, they feel confident. Are they glad they're down 2-0 right now after botching two 20-point leads at home? No, they're pretty pissed. But at the same time, they definitely do not feel like they're out of this series at all.
What do you make of all of the missed threes? Because that's what's, you know, been talked about the most. 25 out of 100. Like, this team shoots the most threes, right? You just leaned on the fact that, you know, they've won 18 championships and they're the best road team. And, you know, what also goes into that is that they shoot threes at a historic rate and they make them. But right now they're missing them at a historic rate. What do you make of that? Is it injury? Is it, you know, the moment being too big? Or is it just how this series has started and is subject to change?
Yeah, I think it's like a mix of all that. I think part of it's just bad luck. You know, over the course of the season, you're going to have good shooting luck games. You're going to have bad. There's going to be variance. But having said that, there, in my mind, there's little question that they've felt that late game pressure. You know, when the Knicks start making their comeback, especially when it happens two games in a row, you know, it gets a little icy when you're out at that 3-point line all of a sudden. Like, you saw the one with Jason Tatum in game two. He's standing there in the right corner for like 5 seconds. Nobody's within 20 feet from him. That's a shot. He didn't shoot often this year, but when he shot it, he made it over 60% of them, and he bricks the thing. I think they felt game pressure, which they're not that accustomed to. You got to remember, this team not just won a championship last year, they cruised to it. The Knicks have already won more games in this series than any Celtics opponent did during last season's playoffs. So I think they are feeling a little game pressure, and the, you know, it's a bad time to have bad shooting luck.
Yeah, you mentioned, I talked about this last night with Tatum, how he was sitting over there. I'm like, at his size and speed and athletic, like, he could have taken three steps and went up and dunked that ball and nobody would have been able to contest it. But, like, it's just so much in their head to keep shooting, shooters shoot. And, you know, you also talked about last year versus this year. This is adversity. This is different for the Boston Celtics. And a lot of people are looking at their path last year saying they had a easier path to that championship. I want to ask you about Joe Mazzulla, because I've been talking about how, you know, Tom Thibodeau is 30 years older than him and more experienced than him. And I look at him as a guy that inherited a great opportunity and job and team, but now he's going to really be tested. He's going to have to coach his way out of this one. They're going to have some different plans and strategy and rotations, and the spotlight's going to be on him in game. How do you think he responds, and do you think he's equipped to respond?
Yeah, I think he is. Joe is a different kind of guy. I don't know how much you guys watch the gum bites of him, clips of him. And he's definitely has an unusual approach to a lot of the game, and just, even off the court stuff. He's just different. I just put out a big story. If you guys remember the movie Searching for Bobby Fischer, about a kid who was trying to be a chess champion at a young age, came out in the 90s. It was like nominated for Oscar. Anyway, that was a true story. Right now, that guy, Josh Waitzkin, who's actually from New York, is Joe's like mentor. And Joe went to the Costa Rican jungle for 8 days after they lost to the Heat in the conference finals 2 years ago, and was like torn down by Waitzkin so he could be built back up. Like, Joe just thinks a little differently. But he also is a bright, bright basketball mind. Like, there's a reason Brad Stevens gave him this job, and there's a reason they won the NBA championship last year. So I think you're right. This should be a good test for him. He's going to have to, make some adjustments. He's going to have to look at things Tibbs is doing. The Knicks, I think, caught them off guard a little bit with their switching in game one, which is not something they did a ton of. And I think it kind of threw the Celtics for a bit of a loop. I expect them to come back with their own little adjustments. They're in a weird spot with the whole Porzingis situation. He's a guy that is really their third best player all year when healthy. But something's up and he's not right. He's battling this weird fatigue from this illness that's lingered for a while. So I think that has thrown them off a little bit as well. You saw he didn't even start game two, came in and wasn't himself, and of course didn't play at all in game one.
We're on the phone right now with Adam Himmelsbach, who was nice enough to join us. He writes for the Boston Globe. Just trying to get a little feel for the Boston Celtics and where they are. You queued me up for what I was going to ask next. What exactly is it that is bothering Chris? Like, what illness is it? Because I've heard it's a stomach thing, and then I heard it's a respiratory thing. Like, did you guys get to the bottom of, like, what he's diagnosed with, what he has?
Yeah, nothing in terms of, like, an actual official diagnosis, but all signs that it was something respiratory. It was back in March, he basically missed 8 games, and just the word he uses all the time is crash. He calls it, "I feel like I just crashed," which basically means his energy was wiped out. He runs the court a couple of times and he feels like he just ran a marathon. Then he came back and seemed to be okay. You remember that late regular season game against the Knicks? He played like 40 minutes in that game. He had some big games. He seemed to be himself. And then obviously there's been some kind of, relapse or setback in the last week or so that really appeared out of nowhere. Like, we didn't have any idea going into game one that this was an issue. And then, all of a sudden he's out in the second half, and then comes back and comes off the bench in game two and plays limited minutes. His first stint was bad. His second stint, Joe Mazzulla talked about today a little bit, they were a little more encouraged by, he had a big putback dunk, he hit a three, they felt a little bit better, and he felt a little encouraged by that. But there's no doubt there's something off, and Joe said today they're going to have to find ways to work through it, and they're hoping the extra day between games gives them a little extra boost.
Yeah, it was exactly a month ago, April 8th, in the Garden. The Boston Celtics beat the Knicks in OT, and Kristaps starred in that game. He had 34 points, hit a bunch of threes. And something I said earlier in my open about this game three is, this travel period, this rest period, this is going to give them a few days for Kristaps to sleep, to recover, to get better. Same thing with, Jason Tatum.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Wrist and Jaylen Brown and Drew Holiday, can you speak as well on like the injuries to the other players and how they've been affected and what you've seen in these two games? I thought I saw Tatum grab his wrist or try and fall a certain way to protect it. And, you know, we knew Drew Holiday had some issues coming into this series. Can you speak about the health of the Celtics and how they'll have to get right here to play their best game in game three?
Yeah, it's the same stuff, you know, you hear all the time. The guys will say, look, am I banged up? Yeah. But they go, who's not banged up at this point in the year? The stuff they're dealing with. Drew's been really one of the best players over these first two games. He dealt with a hamstring during the Magic series, but he's looked great, really at both ends. You know, Jason's wrist has bothered him off and on. You see, you know, even when he hits threes now, he grabs it. That's like an ode to his bone bruise that he had. It's like a celebration now. He's grabbing his once bone bruised wrist. So they're, you know, nobody feels great. Nobody feels 100%, but I don't think it's anything that's hindering them to the point where it's affecting their play, other than Kristaps. Like, I think the Kristaps situation is significant right now, and they're trying to figure it out, and they're trying to figure out a way around it if they need one.
Okay, last thing for you. You know, the atmosphere at TD Garden, I'm assuming you were there for one or both of the games?
Yep, there for both. I'll be at MSG.
And you'll be at MSG. Okay, well, it's going to be a different environment here in New York for sure. You talked about the Celtics being a great road team. I think these Knicks are going to be really turned up for that environment. The Celtics have had the lead in majority of the games played and minutes played. I think I had a stat of like 81 minutes to 12 minutes. How do you think the Celtics will respond with their backs against the wall in Madison Square Garden with Celebrity Row, all the celebrities, all these crazy Knicks fans on Saturday if they do go down early in this game?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say. Like you said, this team's already blown two 20-point leads. Maybe, you know, maybe they fall behind by 10 early. That's what they need to kind of feel the other side of it and kind of back into what Kristaps said last night. He goes, look, you know, this might be good for us. He goes, I bet the Knicks are going to be favored now to win this series. And who would have guessed that'd be the situation? We're the ones now. They're going to have to surprise people. You know, they've been in tough environments. I've covered this team for 10 years in basically every arena. Like, Knicks fans definitely invade TD Garden. There was a good presence last night, but Celtics fans have a good presence at Madison Square Garden as well. So, you know, if they get things going, you'll hear that a little bit. But it should be a cool atmosphere. I'm looking forward to it. I think the 3:30, if it was 8:30, it'd probably be a little wilder, if you guys know what I mean. 3:30, you know, people have to get up a little earlier, I guess, and start their pregame. But it should be a cool vibe for sure.
Well, yeah, this is New York, and folks will be cracking those morning beers. And you'd be surprised at 3:30. It won't really matter. Thanks for joining us tonight, Adam. I appreciate you taking out the time.
No problem, guys. Enjoy the game.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.